In this bulletin, the Victorian government plans to cut more than 1,000 public sector jobs. The UN chief calls for calm amid fears of escalation between the US and Venezuela. And in football, Arsenal beat Brentford to reclaim their English Premier League table lead. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The Victorian government has announced it will cut more than 1,000 public sector jobs, including more than 300 executive positions, a move that's expected to save $4 billion. The changes come in response to recommendations from a review by a former top bureaucrat who suggested the government slash more than 2,000 jobs. Premier Jacinta Allen says Victorians are watching every dollar in their budgets and expect the state government to do the same.
These are savings that means that we can continue to deliver those frontline services that matter most to Victorian people. Now, there's a range of saving measures that have been outlined in the materials before you. They've been focused around looking at cutting the senior executive numbers in the Victorian public sector, looking at how we can further reduce expenditure on consultants and labour hire, reducing also to office accommodation.
The opposition has accused Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke of misleading the public over which role the government played in repatriating a small number of so-called ISIS brides. It says handwritten notes revealed through Senate estimates demonstrate direct involvement in repatriating children and women whose partners fought for ISIS in Syria. While Minister Burke did meet with representatives from Save the Children, he says the government refused their requests to repatriate people from refugee camps. Shadow Home Affairs Minister John O'Dunham says the documents tell a different story.
The fact that secret meetings were held with no public officials, that redacted documents have been released, that Tony Burke directly expressed a commitment to assist, completely destroys their argument that they weren't involved. So Tony Burke needs to come out. He needs to tell us today exactly what involvement the government has, draw a line under this forever. Furthermore, the Prime Minister says that the reports were inaccurate, that the government was in any way involved in bringing ISIS brides back to Australia. Either he was lied to by his minister or he's in on this deceit of the Australian people.
A warning, this story contains distressing information of alleged child sex offences. Victoria Police have charged alleged Melbourne childcare sex offender Joshua Dale Brown with more than 80 new charges related to four additional victims. The charges include 6 counts of penetrating a child under 12, 8 counts of producing child abuse material, and 23 counts of using a carriage service to transmit child abuse material. Police say the families of the alleged four new victims identified have been notified and are being provided with the support they need. Earlier in the year, the 27-year-old, who worked at more than 20 centres, was charged with 70 offences, including sexually abusing 8 children under the age of 2. Brown is accused of abusing children between April 2022 and January 2023, in Point Cook, a suburb of southwest Melbourne. For support and advice regarding child sexual abuse, you can call Bravehearts on its free phone line 1 800 272 831. In the United States, a group of Democratic and Republican senators have filed a resolution that would block U.S. military action against Venezuela without approval from Congress. The move reflects mounting concern over strikes on alleged drug boats, with the US killing at least 83 people since September in the Caribbean Sea and Pacific Ocean. As the US amasses military forces in the region, President Donald Trump has openly entertained the idea of an attack on Venezuelan territory. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the actions of the US are not compatible with international law.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has been clear that international law is not compatible with this kind of strikes. I mean, And so my strong appeal is to avoid in the Caribbean a situation of confrontation that could have much more dramatic consequences than the strikes that are happening at the present moment.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has revealed his end-of-year Spotify wrap, which details his most listened-to artists on the music streaming service. His top five include Taylor Swift, Middle Kids, Beth Gibbons, and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. But Arnhem Land band King Stingray topped the list. The Northern Territory rock group is known for singing in Yolngu Noongar Mutha as well as English. To sport now, and in football, Arsenal have beaten Brentford 2-0, reclaiming their lead on top of the English Premier League table to 5 points over Manchester City. Mikel Merino scored for the second time in 4 days, leading in the 11th minute. The lead remained 1-0 until second-half stoppage time, when Bukayo Saka scored the second goal for the Gunners. Arsenal's club manager Mikel Arteta spoke after the match about the changes with three players, Ben White, Noni Madueke and captain Martin Odegaard, and their draw with Chelsea over the weekend.
We had to make some changes. We had a very, very demanding week at every level, emotionally, physically, what the game demanded. In the tactical and technical aspect of it, we were asked to play 3 days later, one less recovery than them. And still performing the way that we've done it against a team that is super well coached, very well organized, that they are very clear how they want to generate big chances, and they are really good at doing that.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.